This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A deadline's approaching for former President Trump.
Donald Trump's lawyers are facing a deadline later today if they want to challenge a Justice Department request for a protective order in the election interference case against Trump in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department requested a protective order, fearing possible witness intimidation, after Donald Trump posted on social media, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." In South Carolina this weekend, he said of the special counsel,
"A sham indictment, and the man that's doing it, I really believe he's mentally ill."
Trump's lawyer, John Lauro, on Fox News Sunday, says a protective order would be bad for the public.
"Deny all Americans the opportunity to learn non-sensitive information about what the case involves."
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A crash involving a charter bus and another vehicle on Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania has killed several people. The crash happened overnight near Harrisburg. No details yet. Three people have been killed in Southern California after firefighting helicopters collided while battling a fire in Riverside County. Cal Fire's David Fulcher.
"Tragically, all three members perished, which included one Cal Fire division chief, one Cal Fire fire captain, and one contract pilot.
Cal Fire's David Fulcher there. He was heard there courtesy of the Cal Fire Riverside County Fire Department. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Russia unleashed a missile and drone attack Sunday across parts of Ukraine. Six people were killed. Pope Francis says his recovery from his latest abdominal surgery is going well. He was asked about his health as he returned home from Portugal. This is AP News. Now to a former Minneapolis police officer and an appearance in court today. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The last former police officer to face sentencing in state court for his role in the killing of George Floyd is expected to learn today whether he'll spend any additional time in prison. Former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao has said he merely served as a human traffic cone in 2020 when he held back the crowd as former officer Derek Chauvin, who is white, knelt on Floyd's neck for 9.5 minutes as the black man pleaded for his life. Minnesota guidelines have recommended 4 years for Tao's conviction on an aiding and abetting manslaughter charge. He would serve that concurrently with the 3.5-year sentence he already received on a federal civil rights charge. Chauvin is serving more than 20 years. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.